Hello, I am Mike. I'm a young doctor from the Philippines. If this is your first time to join us, we talk about anything related to pre-med, med proper, clerkship, internship, PLE, USMLE, and beyond. Welcome to the Better Pill, your weekly prescription of tips and insights to become better students, better interns, and better doctors. What's up, better doctors? Today in this short episode, I'm honored that my classmate accepted my invitation in this podcast. Our guest for today recently took his step one just few hours ago. He is a good friend of mine. He took his pre-med in Siliman, magna cum laude, and topped the boards number 5 in the MedTech licensure exam in 2014. Let me introduce Dr. Kim Ives Cerilan.
Hello, Sibs! Good thank afternoon.
You, good afternoon. Thank you sa pag-accept ng invitation ko. So, ito na. First question, bro. How are you?
Well, I'm tired and speechless about the exam kasi 8 hours din yon na non-stop. Parang yung breaks mo, tinitipid mo pa. I feel like, para akong nabunutan ng tinik regardless kung ano man yung result. Because, you know, the study process for me was, syempre parang everyday ako nag-aaral, like yung breaks ko in between, kahit Sunday. Pero naman ako, like may mga kasabay naman ako mag-aaral, so okay lang. Pero yun yung feeling ko. Parang ako nabunutan ng tinik na, finally it's done.
Yun. So, buti may kasama ka na fellow MLE takers. Nakausap pa ba sila?
Actually, hindi ko sila masyado nakausap. Meron lang isa. Kasi yung Prometric, di ba, hindi lang USMLE yung kinikater nila. Ibang certifying organizations din yung kinikater nila. So, iba-iba yung mga kasabayan ko. Pero meron akong dalawa, I think, na naka-MLE. Kasi yung mga permits nila was step one.
Oh, okay, I see. So, how would you compare Step 1 and PLE?
Well, PLE has 1,200 questions to answer. USMLE has 280 questions to answer. And then, in MLE, it's like half of the topics of PLE, but compressed in 280 questions instead of 600. Plus, you have communications and biostatistics questions as well. Then more of interactive, yung MLE, interactive siya na type of exam because you have to listen to heart sounds, look at images, interpret images compared sa PLE na question based na walang masyadong interactive part. Yun. And then
Kumbaga, bro, no? Multimedia, no? Multimedia yung exam.
Computer-based kasi, so pwede kang mag-input like mga pictures or audio. Then, study or like subject matter-wise kasi, in PLE, we take it like 3 subjects per day sa 4 days na yon. So, 12 subjects in total. So, in a day, you would expect na itong 3 subjects lang yung lalabas. So, like, the night before, you could review this 3 subjects only. And then, you have 1 hour breaks in between. Na, during our time, we didn't really have the luxury to review because, syempre, COVID and... But at least you anticipate, like, ito lang yung 3 subjects na lalabas. Walang outside that. Unlike sa MLE, in a day, 1 day lang siya. Tapos, all basic sciences nandoon. And then in random mode pa siya. So you wouldn't know kung pag-click mo ng start the block, you wouldn't know kung ano yung bubulaga sa'yo. Ganon. Like, unlike sa PLE, first subject mo palang biochem. So you would expect that everything in the questionnaire would be biochem. Unlike in MLE, anything under the sun, as long as it's basic sciences and communications, pwedeng bubulaga sa'yo, biostat, or like anatomy, ganon.
Random talaga, no? Eto bro, saan ka mas nahirapan? Step 1 or PLE?
For me, mas mahirap yung PLE because the subjects were a lot to cover. Plus, since this is a new form of learning for us during COVID times. Medyo we had to adjust like studying in our houses. Hindi natin kasabay yung mga kaklase natin mag-aral. Hindi siya yung face-to-face. This is like a new platform for us. I would say na mas nahirapan ako ng PLE because of the like the broadness and like broadness or the wideness of the umbrella that the topics are covered. But ang nagpahirap sa MLE was it has like multiple steps of thinking. How do I say that? Parang a case will be presented to you and then hindi siya ida-diagnose. So ikaw pa magda-diagnose. And then once you were able to correctly diagnose it, hindi yun yung tatanungin sa'yo kung ano yung sakit. Yung tatanungin sa'yo is like para siyang magsa-sideway na.
Kumbaga bro, pabebe yung step one. No?
Oo, parang magsa-sideway siya ng ibang tanong. For example, bibigyan ka ng case, tapos bibigyan ka ng, ito yung gamot na binigay sa kanya. Tapos yung hindi mowa ng gamot yung tatanungin, ang tatanungin sa'yo, ano yung side effect? Or ang tatanungin sa'yo, kumbaga may sakit, tapos ano yung similar na mechanism na sakit, na same sa sakit na to, parang ganun. So, you have to jump multiple steps to get to the right answer compared to PLE na most questions are direct to the point.
So, multi-step yung exam, no? Can you give some advice for future takers?
My advice is, number one is, maghanap ka ng kasabay kung yung gusto mo ng someone to push each other na let's study, para maano ka, alam mo yun, get go to keep yourself studying, parang ganon. Like, ma-pressure kayo to each other. This is like a positive pressure. Then, another advice siguro is, for me, yung top two most important during the MLE exam was, is sanay ka mag-answer in random mode and analytic. And yung ano mo, you'll be able to analyze what they're looking for. Yun yung, I think, ano, yung dalawa doon. So, when you study, dapat in random mode din siya. Like, yung question bank na inaaral mo or anong platform yon. Kasi, hindi mo talaga alam ano yung lalabas na susunod na question. So, dapat yung mind mo, yung, kumbaga, yung setting ng head mo is like, I'm in random mode in answering this question. Yon. Yun naman yung advice ko, dapat may kasabay ka. Or, kung kaya mo naman mag-isa, okay lang. Tapos, yun, sanay kang mag-answer ng questions na multi-step thinking. Parang ganyan.
So, yun. Thank you, Kim. Alam kong sobrang drained mo na this day. So,
pagod talaga.
So, Kim, thank you very much. Good luck to your US MLE score in 3 weeks. And balitaan mo ako.
Sure. Anytime, Sibs. Message ka lang.
Thank you, Kim. So, this has been Mike. Catch us again next week for your refill prescription of the Better Pill.